A celebratory crowd gathered to flip the switch at a new solar installation. The array out at Wildcat Hill Wastewater Treatment Plant will provide 21% of the facility's needs. The city is working with an energy developer to offset the high energy costs of running the plant. This is the first of three planned installations. The Aquaplex and City Hall will also get solar panels by the end of the year. Nicole Woodman is the city's sustainability officer.
Flagstaff's a perfect environment for solar because we have a high elevation. We also have cooler temperatures that allow for the technology and the solar to operate more efficiently.
Each year, the system should produce 1 million kilowatt hours. Flagstaff Mayor Jerry Neighbors says that while upfront costs will be a little higher, the city expects to see returns within 10 years.
Users will also look at solar and see that, well, if the city can do it, maybe it's a good idea.
This installation puts the city on track to get 20% of its energy from renewables by the year 2015 and 50% by 2030. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Sierra Eckert in Flagstaff.